The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Y'all heard, take it from the top.
One, two.
My mic sound nice, check one.
My mic sound nice, check two.
My mic sound nice, check three.
Are you ready
to rock, y'all?
To the beat, y'all.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to the Gridiron Gals podcast. Of course, I am Rita, a.k.a. the NFL chick.
And this is Chelsea. Chelsea's right, a.k.a. don't say shit to me about Alabama.
You know what I was thinking? At this point, right, people know who we are. I don't feel like we should have to keep introducing ourselves.
This might be the first time somebody listens, though.
Oh, that's true. But my thing, well, then listen to the old damn episodes. That shit should be
well, and
up
also,
on the
Rita, first of all, Rita, look, y'all, Rita done had a bad evening and she taking it out. Also, if it's somebody's first time listening, they need to know who is saying what, because I don't want to get blamed for that ratchet shit that you say.
Excuse me?
So I need people to know.
You say, my name is Chels, a.k.a. don't say shit to me about Alabama, but I am the ratchet one. This
I need
crazy.
Look, I am enough on my own. Last week, somebody quoted something that said you said it. That you said it, and it was me. So,
yep. And it was something.
Unless it was something good. If it was something good, then I promise it.
Y'all, this lady is crazy.
It was terrible and ratchet. That came from Ratchet Rita.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe the blame I'm getting here. Well, anyway, okay. So if you're new, welcome. If you are not new, y'all know who it is. You know our voices at this point. Obviously, NFL, college football. The first thing we got to talk about is very obvious, and that's the boat gate, I guess. So we talked about it last week, where the Giants went to Miami on their day off and wore Timberland boots on the boat, which I'm sorry, that's a criminal offense. And then they laid an egg in the playoff game against Green Bay. So, of course, everybody wants to know what we feel about it. How do we feel? What's the hot take that we may have about this aftermath? So, of course, I'm going to start with you, Chels. Do you think that going on vacation did anything for them? I mean, did it have any effect on them? And if you don't, do you still think that it was a bad idea now that they lost with the way that they did lose?
Okay, so I think I was probably pretty clear last week that I felt, and we both said the same thing, that it's not that you took a break, it's how you took a break. I just don't think it was a good look, especially for the star wide receiver. There were many of them on that boat, and Odell Beckham is the only one that they're talking about. Sterling Shepard was on there. Sterling Shepard was on there. Tavares King was on there. People are only talking about Odell Beckham, and that's for that because he's a star player. And then, so I still feel the same way about that. I do not think that it affected his – I don't think the trip affected his play on this weekend. I think that what happened between the trip did. I think that he may have focused so much on proving everybody wrong who talked about him for going on that trip that he may have gone into this game way too amped up, way too hyped. And sometimes if you get yourself in a position where you really, I got something to prove. I'm so hyped up. I'm gonna do this. You know, I'm gonna hit about 3 one-handed catches and they're gonna see that this ain't no big deal and blah, blah, blah. Sometimes you outplay yourself. And he wasn't the only one that had drops, and, drops were only gonna talk about Odell. And now some of that is on Eli. Sometimes see, Eli put him in bad positions sometimes. However, when you are that receiver, you are that good because you can make the most out of a bad throw. So do I think that it directly affected the game? Absolutely not. I mean, it's days in between. You know, I don't think it directly, but it definitely wasn't a good look.
I agree. I mean, it wasn't a good look. And we already knew that if they lost, we was going to go back to the boat, which is unfair, but this is the society that we live in, unfortunately. I think for me, the bigger issue is, you know, they could have done this and let a third party report it, like TMZ, as opposed to like putting it on your own social media, letting us know that that's what you were doing on your day off. I mean, party in private, which I know private is not really possible when you're famous, but, you know, do that shit without promoting that that's what you did on your own page. You know, if somebody saw you and they took a picture, okay, fine. But y'all like took like an orchestrated picture of y'all on the boat and then posted it on your own social media. I mean, you know, yeah, you were going to get the criticism, and you're right that Odell is getting the brink of it. It's so funny because, quite frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if Victor Cruz low ass did it. He is an attention whore too. Let's not forget he was texting women and all that other shit that he just had not too long ago.
Oh yeah, he had a lot going on.
You know, so Victor Cruz like attention too, little attention whoring ass. Don't be surprised if his ass was the main one that was like, hey y'all, let's get on the plane and go to Miami. And don't be surprised if his ass was like, it would be a great idea if we could go on the boat and have Timberland boots on. So, you know, it is, it's unfair. It's unfair to Odell. I mean, it's unfair that they have to do him like that because it was a collective group, but Odell has put himself in that position by previous things that he's done. So I don't blame that trip for them losing. I think that Aaron Rodgers had a tremendous game that nobody is talking about, but it's just easier for us to make jokes at the Giants. And we all know that in social media, jokes is greater than facts. We're going to get these jokes off, whether you like it or not. You can punch all the damn holes in the wall you want to, Odell. We're going to get these jokes off. And we don't care. Because I don't. It's still funny. They done made a joke. They done made a joke about him hitting a hole in the wall. They done put Michael Jordan crying face in the damn hole. They done put Aaron Rodgers in the damn hole. That shit, we just going to always find a way to make shit funny, even when you don't think it's funny.
Yep. You don't get to tell us what's funny. People got on my nerves of like, oh, people who are blaming this on the boat sound ridiculous. This is funny. It's exactly funny. And we're going to talk about it. Pictures were funny. The Tims on the boat were funny. All of it was funny. And then, yep, you know, to add insult to injury, the clowns are out there warming up with no shirt on and it's 12 degrees in Green Bay. Like, who told you that in order for you to get adjusted to the cold air outside, you must let your body stay in it for a longer period of time? Who told y'all that?
I agree.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. You're getting ready to get your down out there. That's what's getting ready to happen.
Yeah,
have we heard from it? Hey,
if we like it, you got to be on. And wait, that's the water, right?
That might be why he dropped all them. Have we heard from any of them since this game? Where are they?
Sick.
They're somewhere getting thawed out. Got the pneumonia.
Yep, I was getting ready to say they got walking pneumonia.
They out here with the pneumonia. Y'all look like some idiots and went out there and showboating with no shirt on before the game and went out here and stunk up the place.
Dumbasses. Annoying. They got to get out of my face.
You know what? Victor Cruz, that was his last game as a Giant anyway. So I hope he enjoyed himself.
Yep, me too. The way that it did. All right, so listen, next, the thing that we are talking about now is the Dolphins-Steelers game, which stunk. But in the process of the Steelers winning, Ben Roethlisberger injured his foot. Last play of the game. Now, the Steelers really could have just brought in Oklahoma, yo. I can't remember. Landry Jones. I don't know why his name didn't come to me at the time. But Oklahoma, yo, a.k.a. Landry Jones. Because the game was out of reach. They weren't winning, the Dolphins. And for whatever reason, Ben was still in the game. I think Le'Veon was still in the game. Antonio Brown is still in the game. I don't know what part of the game is that, but he hurt himself. Now he's in a walking boot, and we got to deal with Diva Ben all over again. Go through the whole week. Is Ben going to be okay? Is he going to do this? So is Mike Tomlin smart for keeping him in? And it was a game that was decided pretty handily, or is he a fucking idiot?
I think I think he should have took Big Ben out, and so does he, you know, so does he. You are trying to preserve your starting quarterback for the playoffs. You are playing the Chiefs. He needs every bit of that foot this weekend. So from what I hear, he hasn't practiced yet and he's in the walking boot. So this doesn't sound good, but, I know that they heal way faster than if it would be me in a walking boot. So I'm sure that he'll be okay come whenever they play. When do they play? Saturday, Sunday?
One day this week.
One of these days. Who knows? His schedule's crazy, but I'm sure he'll be okay. But I bet he could get if he could get that take that back, he would. I mean, it's no you don't need to run people in the ground at this point. You get the win and you get on out of there with all your healthy players.
With everything that we saw in week 16 with players going down the way that they did, I don't understand why you would keep somebody in a game that, like I said earlier, had already been decided handedly. It made no sense to me why he was still in taking snaps. Y'all could have just gave it to Landry Jones, D'Angelo Williams, and been fine with it and ran the damn ball so the clock could run out because Miami wasn't going to do anything else about it. Now, again, we got to go through this the whole weekend. Like you said, they got to go to Kansas City. In Kansas City, and Ben is probably not going to practice this week. Of course, He has been in positions before where he's not practiced and played on the game day. But that clearly he's not 100%. And so how does that affect his game? We know he likes to scramble and wait for guys to get open to make plays. How does that affect him doing that in this game? Kansas City's defense is very good. So, you know, if they get behind and they feel like they have to start airing it out and they start getting pressure to Chiefs, I feel like this is a problem for them because I don't know if his mobility is going to be at 100%. So I think Mike Tomlin is a fool, and he got lucky that he didn't get hurt as bad as he could have.
Right.
That's the part that he got lucky. I just don't understand how a coach could see everything that we saw with losing Derek Carr, with losing other quarterbacks in week 16 and say, okay, I'm just going to leave my quarterback in a game that we have won, I mean, with, you know, some time left on the clock. So I'm curious to see how this is all going to go down with the Steelers. I mean, you know, we'll pick – obviously we'll make some picks, but, you know, I do think it has an effect on them.
They play the Chiefs. Y'all already played the Chiefs.
I mean, the one good thing about that is that go ahead.
Do you think that you can give recipe for
say that again?
Do you think that you could give Big Ben your recipe for regrowing a foot?
If you don't know what the hell she's talking about, but her ignorant ass, I have had 2 foot surgeries, and so she's always talking about my foot is growing back. She's such a little hellion.
No, see, you're totally wrong. If you're going to tell it, tell it right.
That's what you did.
You grew for longer than any human being known to man. I have never seen somebody in a walking boot that long, and I said, you must have regrown a foot. She regenerated a foot. Who else? Jalen Smith needs to call you to see if I can get that nerve going, because you regrew a foot. I had a neighbor that broke her leg, and she was in and out of that damn rolling. She was on the little scooter thing. She was in and out of that before Rita was. And I said, I ain't never in my life.
She got more calcium or something. Shit, I don't know.
You ain't drink some damn milk then.
Shit. Well, Ben better drink some damn milk or whatever he need to do to make sure he's ready for that game. Because I'm not watching no boring-ass games no more. I'm tired of watching boring-ass playoff games a la Houston and Oakland. That was terrible. I can't believe terrible. I sat my ass through that shit.
We had something to laugh at.
That wasn't funny. That shit was
We do this for y'all. We sit here and watch these dumb games for y'all so we can come back and talk about them.
Right. But let's talk about a game that won't be done. Well, not necessarily a game, but a player of a game that won't be done, and that's Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, obviously we talked a little bit about him in the first segment, and he played a spectacular game against the Giants, and that's something that no one is talking about because it's much more fun to talk about Boatgate. Obviously Aaron Rodgers told everybody that they was going to get on a roll, and they got on a roll. They get ready to play your Cowboys this weekend. But for you, did he solidify his MVP status with that performance?
Absolutely. Hands down. That was a man. He went full scorched earth on them. In the beginning of the game, I thought it was going to be a little bit more competitive. It seems like they were going back and forth. I think the defenses were kind of running the game. The offenses were still trying to get settled. But he started lighting them up. And he lost Jordy Nelson, which we later found out he has a couple of cracked ribs. He spent the night in a hospital. He still may play this weekend, but he definitely isn't going to be 100%. But losing Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers didn't seem to miss a beat. He had those guys out there, Jared Cook, and so he had them out there looking like rock stars. Randall Cobb, it was his first game back, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he made the Giants look soft as hell out there. I couldn't believe what I saw. So, Aaron Rodgers said that the MVP vote needs to be for me. And last, you know, that was my pick for MVP, and he proved me right.
I do think that it definitely solidified him having a place. I feel like the league wants Matt Ryan to be it for some reason. I mean, I guess. But I agree with you. I mean, he, like you said, he didn't have Jordy Nelson, and he still, you know, played at a great level. That's the Aaron Rodgers that we know. And, you know, the Giants' defense is very good. Now, granted, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie went out very early, and it did have an impact on that secondary. But, I mean, we don't know if that was going to change anything. He was just bawling his ass off. You know, when you're in a zone, it's hard to say if anybody can take you out of your zone. And the Giants down the stretch defensively have played very well. And Aaron Rodgers just ripped them a new asshole. I mean, mm-hmm. seriously, that's exactly what he did. So, yeah, I mean, if he was like third for you before, behind like, you know, Brady and Matt Ryan, he's got to be somewhere like 1A, 1B, or like a 2, but it's not like it's a far 2. It's like 1, but the 2 is like real close to 1. So mm-hmm. I'm curious to see how this all unfolds. I mean, I would like to see it happen just because I don't like Matt Ryan, because I'm petty, but you know. We'll see how it goes. So speaking of Aaron Rodgers again, they played your Cowboys. And this weekend, I'm hoping, is more lit, because last weekend was horrible. I was not amused. Outside of the Green Bay game, I was bored to death with football.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Texans.
It was bad. Maybe, I tried to make the games more. I tried to make them competitive in my head. That ain't working.
Okay, so let's pick out the best part of each game, right? That you could think of, right? Oh. Texans Raiders. What was the best part of that game for you?
Oh, when Crabtree got his chain snatched again. The hell you got? Get your chain snatched 2 weeks in a row, boy. This time it's cheap. That's two chains.
The best part of the game.
Two chains. Get him out of my face. I saw somebody picking up his chain up off the field. I said, you know what? I'm over him.
I mean, did he get the shit fixed? He didn't get the class fixed from the first time it got broken. I mean, seriously, like.
Maybe he got several chains, because we really don't even know if Aqib Talib gave him his chain back.
We don't. We are right about that. We don't know if he got his chain back. The best part of the game for me was when it was 0-0-0, meaning it was over, because I was over it. Seahawks Lions.
Which one did you say?
Seahawks Lions. What was the best part? I would start. The best part for me was, even though I really disliked the fact that the face mask wasn't called, the fourth down touchdown catch that Russell Wilson threw. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head, but that was a great, great throw and catch. And he kind of got his arm around the defender to bring it in. It was a great throw. Again, it was it should have been a personal foul. It should not have counted because the wide receiver grabbed the defender's mask, but you know, they didn't call it. So it is what it is. But that was a great catch by the wide receiver. That's pretty much all I got from that game too.
Nothing is standing out at me.
Yeah. This is.
Yeah. I wasn't that interested. So like nothing. I mean, I watched the entire game. I watched all of the games, but nothing is standing out to make me say, oh, this is my best part of the game. I was just like, I'm just here.
So I won't get fined. Steelers and Miami. I guess Antonio Brown's first two catches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fun watching Antonio Brown.
He's very fun to watch. I mean, yeah, I'm a Ravens fan, so I'm really not supposed to say this. But, I mean, since we're not in the playoffs, I can say it now. And I ain't going to say this shit during the regular season. He can eat a dick. But it's postseason. I'm not in it. I enjoy watching Antonio Brown play football. And those two touchdowns that he got to make them go 14-0 were fun to watch. So, and then the Packers and Giants. What was the best play for you?
Hail Mary.
Oh God!
Damn, man.
What else was it? What else could you have said that was better than that?
One of those touchdowns to Randall Cobb. I don't know if it was the first or the second one, but Randall Cobb caught the. Wait a minute, Randall Cobb caught the Hail Mary. He did.
Yes, he did.
Randall Cobb caught the Hail Mary. That's right. Let's see. If I didn't say the Hail Mary, I believe that there was a. Oh, I don't know. I gotta go with the Hail Mary. I can't choose the Hail Mary. I might have laughed for 10 straight minutes off the Hail Mary.
I mean, because how many times have we seen that shit go down?
Look, you already know what he can do. He did it 2 times in 1 season, and he made Calvin Johnson's soul leave his body. Calvin Johnson mm-hmm. retired after that yep. season, and yep. it was because of that Hail Mary. He took his soul away. He said, I can't do this. Calvin Johnson dropped to his knees, and I was like, he died.
Yep.
So Aaron Rodgers, the Packers practiced this, okay? They don't just, it's just not spur of the moment. They practice, which is the reason why Aaron Rodgers has no doing it.
Yep.
Do they always work? Of course not. That's why it's called a Hail Mary. But
he's the best in the business.
All on his side. Now, if you know that he does this, every team should be preparing for a possible Hail Mary anyway, because you never know when it's going to happen. Usually it's at the end of a game, but Aaron Rodgers did it at the end of the second half. At the end of the first half. And why was Randall Cobb behind y'all?
That's what I want to know. I mean, why is somebody not blanketing Randall Cobb of all people? So help me out there. I don't.
Maybe because they think he's not that big or something.
I have no idea.
I feel like I could have caught that.
Yep. You probably could have caught that.
I wish y'all could see Rita's dog trying to climb into her mouth right now.
Stop telling her because she is a fucking baby. Man.
If you hear a lot of rustling around, it's because Rita's pit bull is trying to get into her mouth.
She keeps trying to kiss on me, man. I don't know where her problem is.
She loves her mama. She said, mama, you've been gone all day. And all I see is just gray cover the whole entire screen, and that's Duchess. Yes. Now she's facing me. But yeah, that was definitely something. And I mean, I absolutely could not believe. And after that, the Giants didn't have anything left.
No, that was it. I mean, really, it was the beginning of the route of the Packers over the Giants. So, all right, this weekend we got the 1 and 2 seeds are playing, and so Seattle goes to Atlanta. They said they will not be playing Future Songs, which is dumb to me because Future won. I mean, because Russell Wilson won and not Future, but whatever. I guess we gotta get these jokes off. So Seattle is a 5-point underdogs. Who you got in this game?
I think that the Falcons will win. I would rather have Seattle win. I think if Dallas beats Green Bay this weekend, I don't want to see Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
On offense right now.
I'm going to pick Atlanta. I just think maybe this is their year to at least get to the NFC Championship game. I don't know about the Super Bowl because, you know, this is Atlanta. We're still talking about they got to prove me wrong. But at the very least, I think that they beat Seattle, who we don't know what offense is going to show up. Houston at New England, and Houston is 15-point underdogs. This is crazy.
Houston, this is your moment.
I mean, to do what? Cover the spread?
Oh boy. Rita?
What is the moment?
Okay, New England. New England is gonna win this game. I mean, it's hands down. But I just wanna say, wins this game, I may laugh till 2018.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna laugh my ass off. I mean, for obvious reasons, because Houston is the worst team of all of the teams. And if they somehow find a way to beat Tom Brady, which they won't, but fine. Let's play hypothetical if they do it. I'm going to just laugh at all my Patriots friends. I don't give a damn how many rings you got. Mm-hmm. You can bring that shit up all you want to, but you lost to the lowly-ass Texans. Get out of my face. At home? Yeah, that's funny.
They spoiled them. Patriots fans spoiled it. I used to lose them.
Exactly. Particularly to bad teams. Because, yes. I get that the Texans, I get that they won the division, but that division stinks. All right. So Pittsburgh goes to Kansas City. We already know Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with problems. He's in a walking boot. This is kind of like a pick 'em. Kansas City is 1.5 favorites. Are you thinking?
I am thinking. So I'm trying to see how well Kansas City, stellar defense, absolutely stellar defense. I think Kansas City will win. I'm going to pick Kansas City.
I am too. I mean, yes, I understand the Steelers are
in a low scoring game. In a low scoring for the playoffs game. In a low scoring game, I'm picking Kansas City.
You know, I get that Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are great pieces to the Steelers offense, but the Steelers defense isn't that great, and Tyreek Hill, every time he touches the ball, he finds the way to score. I don't know. Also, if Alex Smith can get the ball to Kelsey, that's going to be a problem because their linebackers are too busy blitzing, and they don't do a ton of dropping back in coverage. I don't know how that's going to work out. So, I am with you on that, Kansas City. And finally, your Dallas Cowboys will be playing against the Packers, the red hot Packers at home. Dallas is 4.5 favorites. First, I got to know, do you have a new bonnet for this game?
I do not have a new bonnet. I do need to wash my scarf because it has gloss on it. And I need to prepare. I will be in my classic all black pants, black shirt, and my scarf. That's my outfit.
So you're not going out to watch this game?
What? Are you? My nerves are away. I'll be at home. I'll be in Virginia. I'll be, you know, at my dad's house in Virginia. I will not be watching with him. If he tries to watch with me, I can't go through the coaching thing. I can't go through it. And I just need to be, you know, scared in peace. But this is the rematch. This is a rematch from 2 years ago when Dez had the infamous catch/no catch. So I think the Cowboys want some revenge. I will say I'm very surprised to hear that we are 5-point favorites.
I'm not surprised at all. You're at home. You have only, you know, a couple of losses. Green Bay had lost the whole month. You know,
that's Aaron Rodgers. Like, I mean, all of that. Once you get to the playoffs, I feel like all that shit go out the window. But I will say we did beat Green Bay this year.
That was my last point. Yep.
Yeah, we did. But neither team is the same. Green Bay definitely has been rejuvenized, but they did lose Eddie Lacy. So that's why they have to throw so much. Like, they really can't depend too much on the running game.
He's done well.
But he ain't Eddie Lacy. Well, okay. Let me just – Eddie Lacy, even though he's slow-ish, mm-hmm. kind of, he still was a load. So, but I think everything has changed. Dallas has their secondary a little bit more – intact. We need like 13 people out there. Like, so I don't know, I feel confident enough. I think I do feel confident that Dallas will pull this off, but I think it's gonna be a shootout. Like, I don't think that Green Bay is just gonna go there. So yeah, I'm picking Dallas too.
I can't pick against them. I mean, they have to lose for me to say, okay, well, I'm not picking them, but by then it'd be too late. Yes, Green Bay has been fun to watch, and Green Bay can very well win, but I just don't think that they will win. So I am going with the Cowboys as well. So hopefully we'll get to get some much better games than last week. Last week sucked major balls, and we have some better matchups this weekend for football. So that being said, we got to switch gears to college football season. And if you are washed like me and didn't see the whole thing, or if you were sleeping under a rock, then you missed the national championship, and Clemson is the national champions. If you follow the podcast, you know that Chels is a fan of the Crimson Tide. She'd already told y'all that she that don't talk to her. Okay, don't talk about Alabama. So don't do it. So what happened, Charles? Give us your synopsis of what happened. Did Lane Kiffin put a voodoo hex on Alabama? What happened that they were up with 2 minutes and some odd seconds left, and then somehow, you know, they end up losing the game?
Well, 2 minutes left. We were up very, very quickly. Briefly up. A couple of things. I'm just going to say, like, bullet form. The first thing is that these lights were way too bright for a first-year freshman quarterback who's nationed before. That's the first thing. The mistakes that he made all throughout the season, he didn't make it. He didn't turn the ball over, but he relies on being able to run the ball so much. So when we were doing a little bit better, it's when Bo Scarborough was in the game. Once Bo Scarborough went out the game and he ended up with a broken leg, everything went to hell in a handbasket. We couldn't move the ball. Damian Harris is okay, but he's no Bo. We couldn't move the ball anymore, which means that we had to rely on the weakest point of Jalen Hurts, which our receivers are good. They couldn't get open. Clemson was ready for all of that. Clemson knew – it's 9:30, Rita. Did you hear that? Clemson knew that we had to rely on throwing, and they were timing up for us. I mean, 12 third downs not converted. 0 for 12 on third downs. Like, you are not winning game one of the season, you know, with not being able to convert on third down. So you're talking about national championship? It was a wrap. I mean, I honestly, if not for Alabama's defense, we would have gotten blown out. It would have been a straight blowout, but the defense did the best that they could. But the offense, and see, this is the part where I had to cuss people out, because they kept saying, "Oh, Alabama's defense. Oh, Alabama's defense is so good. What happened? Alabama's defense. What happened? They gave up the big plays." Do you watch football? Is what I want to know. Because when the defense is on the field that long, what happens? Defense was on the field for 98 plays.
It's a lot.
That's a whole lot. You're talking about 2 seconds left in the game. You on a 2-yard line. The play before the last play was a pass interference. Guess what it was going to be? A touchdown.
Yep.
So, I mean, they were doing whatever they could. This is not a slap to Alabama's defense. Not at all. Not the defense that you've been watching all season.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, they're the number one scoring defense. They had all these touchdowns, defensive touchdowns. So now all of a sudden they're not good because they lost against a very good offense. I mean, that's foolish to me.
It's foolish. And Alabama was, the offense was hardly ever on the field. It was three and out. Maybe convert, then you're off the field. Like, it was ridiculous. I don't, you know, people make a lot of comments about Lane Kiffin. I don't think that this was a curse, even though I'll cuss Lane Kiffin the fuck out. But this, I don't think that this was some kind of curse or whatever. I think that Steve Sarkisian was there long enough to know, but you can't do anything when your running game is snatched away from you. Last year was Derrick Henry. Who do we have? You know, last year was, you know, OJ Howard last year, he scored two. Hey, OJ run rampant up and down that field on him like he did last year.
And that's easy to do. It's easier to do when the running back. It's easier to do when the running back is hurt.
And the running back is hurt. You ain't got a few. Hey, that's less manpower up front. So I am not saying that Clemson was not a good team. They were awesome, just like they were last year. Hey, we only beat them by 5 points last year, and that went down to the wire. Down to the wire.
So, and it took a special teams. It took a trick play for that to kind of swing Alabama's way, because prior to that, it was more so heavily favored to Clemson. So, yeah, I mean, it's not.
Absolutely. And Clemson didn't even play that special team shit with us because they flipped that damn field.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They were ready this year. They were ready. And just like I said on the podcast last week, you said, I said, the day is coming.
Well, sure, but you understand my logic behind why I wasn't going to be the one to do
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. I knew you. I mean, logically you picked Bama. Alabama had no losses, has not lost a game since in 26 games. There was no, like, you know, you would need to have to explain the reasoning for picking Clemson more than for picking Alabama. But, you know, every dog has his day. And the worst part of it was seeing Dabo Swinney so happy.
Yes. Oh, Lord Jesus.
I wanted to die.
Yes. I mean, we all agree. We like Deshaun Watson a lot. You know, I get Clemson's fans have not seen a championship since the 80s. I'm completely cool with feeling happy for them, but we do not like Dabo on this podcast. David Steele, a good friend of the podcast, has named him Dabo Luther King.
And I named him that.
Oh, you named him Dabo? I'm sorry.
Did. And David said he's been calling him that. Yeah, I named him that when he tried to drop a Martin Luther King quote on us about something. I don't know.
So we're going to call him DLK on this show. Dabo Luther King, All Lives Matter Dabo, whatever you want to call him. We don't fuck with Dabo on this podcast because, you know, Dabo thinks that his players are too entitled and he wants us to go somewhere else to live. We don't think that racism is dead in the United States of America. So, yeah.
I'll punch him smooth in his face.
We don't want you to go to jail.
I'll punch Dabo in his face.
We don't want you to go to jail.
You know, he's the kind that's going, he's going to call the police. Don't even worry about that.
Please don't go to jail, Charles, for Dabo. Because Dabo is rich, okay? And I don't know about our GoFundMe. Like, we're going to get it in enough time. We just, you know, it ain't worth it.
But if I go down there and punch Dabo in the face, the whole state of Alabama will make sure I'm out of jail. I would be a state here. They would make a state holiday after me.
The one
thing about that, they would make a state holiday after me if I would just went down there and punch Dabo Swinney in the face.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be Chell's day. This is the day that Chell punched Dabo Swinney in the face.
So that's it. And it was a lot of people coming for me, you know, on Twitter. And you know, I let some of that shit slide, but you know, I don't forget shit, and I can't wait to one of y'all team lose. Cause see, Bama don't lose a whole lot. So it ain't going to be a whole lot you can say. And guess what? Still going to get and got the top recruits in the country. Still going to happen. Probably going to be back next year.
The one thing I will say that I appreciate about college football is, although the playoff system is not perfect, it's far from perfect, and we see that politics got certain teams in Ohio State, it has made – the national championship more interesting because, yes, although Alabama has been in all three of the playoff national championships, they're only one of three in terms of winning them. So it has brought a little bit more parity to college football. Now, do they need to expand it? Fine. We can talk about that any other day, but I can say that I do believe that the playoff mantra that they've used has been beneficial. It's been fun to keep college football going longer, and it's been fun to see teams play that are closer to their competition than just some computers picking it. It has been fun, and so I'm hoping that they get it right and that they improve it to make it better. But this is what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about parity. It's supposed to be about giving teams an opportunity to win a national championship. And Clemson, to me, at the end of the season, was not very good. And then they found – then they just started rolling. I mean, they pulled a Packers. Mm-hmm. They pulled a Packers on us, really. So, right. You know.
The only thing I would like to see them change about the system is just let the division championship – I mean, the conference champions go. Just do it. Like, because it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, if it doesn't count, then why do that?
Yeah, if it doesn't count, then why play this conference championship game?
Right.
Why even do all of that? Just let them go. Let them go. Like, you know, I know you want the bragging rights and put it in the stat book and all of that, but why even bother? Why have the conference champion not make it?
I agree.
Like, who cares about that?
I completely agree.
Nobody wants to see 0 points in the college football playoffs.
And we know it's about money. All right, so any final thoughts, Chels, before we go?
My final thoughts are I don't want the Cowboys to break my heart this weekend. I want us to go all the way. Don't break my heart this weekend. I can't take too much more. I want everybody to play smart and just stay calm and let's get this thing. If Aaron Rodgers got like the stomach flu or something, I would like pray for him and hope that he gets better by Monday.
Is he sick?
No.
Damn. That don't make no damn sense. You wishing a flu on that man.
I say if. Mm-hmm. I say mm-hmm. if. I ain't gonna wish the death. I say if he were to get sick, I'd pray for him and hope that he's better at least by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's it. I mean, I just want to see some competitive games this weekend. Don't waste my time no more in the NFL. Last weekend was a waste of time. So I just want to see some competitive games this weekend.
You basically took my final thought. It's a shame that we've come to the point that college football has become more fun and more exciting to watch, even though NFL has a much better product because they have the much better players. But last week was annoying, and I would really prefer this week to be much more entertaining, much more exciting, and I'm really hoping that it gives us that. It got to live up to the national championship expectations, I'll tell you that, because that was good.
So that was a good game.
The NFL, you know, got to get it together. So I'm excited. I'm excited for some good football games this weekend. I think this will be fun, minus the New England game. The other games seem like it'll be interesting to watch. So that is it, guys. We want to thank you for joining us. And, you know, next week we'll be back talking about AFC championships. I'm sure somebody will do something stupid. No more Michael Crabtree getting his chain snatched because he's no longer in the playoffs. But, you know, we'll find something else to talk about.
We will. We'll find something else to talk about. So y'all be good until we get back.
See you next week. Or be back next week because you can't see us, but you can hear us. So come back next week.
Bye, Duchess. Duchess is over there doing the snake in the background.
This is so annoying.
Jam, then let me shake my jelly. Jumping and thumping, man, I got the crowd yelling. Get it, kick it, kick it, kick it, there's no telling. Oh, you better move, Ellen. I got a nice round, woo, like a watermelon. Oh.